Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some beautiful breaking news. On screen, you're looking at the exact moment ICE agents were denied access to the Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium after protests broke out and people said, "We don't want Immigration and Customs Enforcement doing their reckless, brazen, abusive deportations right here." I want to walk you through the story because it culminates with a really great ending. I mean, ICE literally just turns away, and it's a message, it's a lesson in solidarity, because we've seen Senator Alex Padilla get pulled away and get detained after having a really simple question for Secretary Kristi Noem just because he wants to stand in solidarity. Just because he wants to represent the constituents, the people in California who don't want to be ripped away from their families. What about New York City Comptroller Brad Landers? Remember, he put his arm around an immigrant who had just gotten out of a court hearing because he wanted to stand in solidarity. And that is what's very, very important in this day and age, is individuals standing up for what they believe is right, standing together against the brazen, reckless deportations of the admin. And there's a line to walk as well. Like, if somebody's here illegally and has repeatedly committed felony crimes and done terrible things, of course you can deport them and give them due process, but that is much different than what's going on. The Trump admin is intentionally targeting people who are weeks away from having a court date, who are going to the court for their court date. They've been waiting for their day in court, and when they arrive at the courthouse, ICE is waiting for them. Or ICE goes into nail salons or LA Dodgers stadiums. What do you think you're going to find in the LA Dodgers stadiums? And this brings us on to what happened today, because the LA Dodgers officially released a statement, and it all started here with protesters gathering outside early this morning to say, again, we don't want Immigration and Customs Enforcement here whatsoever. So let's start off with this clip. So this is where it began. You see the LAPD holding the line right here for the Dodgers Stadium. And right after that, ICE begins to fully arrive. Now, when ICE arrives, they aren't quite able to make their way in. Let's watch the moment they get stuck and decide to sort of leave. They turn away. They just dip. It's beautiful. The LA Dodgers release a statement right after. But they decided to leave. Before leaving, they did stand around. I mean, they stood around for a while and just waited for protesters to move. They waited. They stood around. They thought maybe the protesters would give up. But again, when our institutions begin to fail, it kind of comes down to people on an individual level to stand up for what's right. Individuals like AOC at the highest level, individuals like Brad Lander, the comptroller of New York City, individuals like Senator Alex Padilla, individuals like you, like the people who every single day tune in, the people who make content, the individuals who report the news, all working together on an individual level to push back when it feels like our institutions begin to fail us. So as you can see, there's helicopter view. So one more time, it resulted in this clip right here, this beautiful clip of ICE agents deciding to just dip. And of course, the LAPD seems to be escorting them. I mean, of course. But the LA Dodgers then said on their official account, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lots. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization. Tonight's game will be played as scheduled." Someone said, "Can the Dodgers please make a public statement denouncing the ICE presence? Stand up for your Latino fans." But yeah, it's not even Latino fans. Do you know how many Latino Americans not only play on the Dodgers, but enjoy baseball, live in LA, and what Trump is doing is targeting majority Latino communities in a brazen and reckless way to to stir up fear, confusion, and chaos. Again, they target people who are going through the proper processes. So when ICE agents arrived seeking entry to what some people say like the city's heart, they were not met with silence. They were not met with people who bent the knee or who laid down, rolled over, and took it. They were met with solidarity, like literally a line of people standing there saying, "We refuse to let you in the stadium. The stadium will not be used as a staging ground for fear and deportation, or the stadium won't be used as a set for anything other than playing baseball." And I mean, I know it's trite, but this is genuinely what democracy looks like. This right here is what democracy looks like. People of all backgrounds, a diverse amount of people standing shoulder to shoulder to shoulder, refusing to be divided by fear or by hate. It's a reminder that strength comes from not only diversity, but standing together at an individual level when institutions are failing us. Because deportations are obviously being taken way too far due to executive expansion, meaning Donald Trump is using the executive branch to make sure that people are being targeted at courtrooms, courthouses, in, you know, nail salons, or just when they're working on work sites. Deportations are tearing families apart, tearing workers from their jobs, children from their parents, neighbors from their communities. So it's nice to see something like this. Overall, I'm happy that the LA Dodgers and the protesters outside stood up. You know, the local news says U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were seen staging near Dodger Stadium on Thursday morning amid reports of more raids being conducted through Los Angeles County. The team said their request to access the parking lot was denied. And, you know, this story is going viral. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, said the Dodgers. Demonstrators standing outside were saying, "ICE out of LA," and "ICE go home," as several dark SUV vehicles stood on the opposite side of the road. Some of the federal agents appeared to be wearing Homeland Security uniforms. Trisha McLaughlin, Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, told NBC News in an email, "This had nothing to do with the Dodgers." According to McLaughlin, Customs and Border Patrol vehicles, quote, "were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement." Like, you can't fire me, I quit, is basically what they're saying. You can't deny us, we weren't even trying to get in the first place. You clearly were. They stood around for minutes at a time trying to get access, and when they realized they couldn't get access, they were denied. We can just see them standing around for minutes trying to get inside, trying to stage another raid, and it doesn't work. So the spin is absolutely hilarious. The federal agents who showed up in those vehicles were turned away from entering the stadium gates, two sources familiar with the matter told NBC. It was not immediately clear how or why their presence was connected to immigration operations that were reported around the city, but clearly they were. Hernandez, a Los Angeles City Council member, told NBC Los Angeles that the federal agents were first seen outside the stadium early in the morning. Quote, "We're trying to figure out what's going on. They haven't left yet, but now they have." Los Angeles police were then called in, Hernandez said. They arrived in tactical gear around 2:25 and started moving protesters out of the way. Sources told NBC News that the Dodgers cooperated with law enforcement in the past. Quote, "Business and cooperations have the power to say, not on my property, so we're waiting to see that movement happen here," Hernandez said. As anti-ICE demonstrations raged across California and Los Angeles this month, many residents have called on the Dodgers to support immigrant communities. I absolutely agree. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. If you're happy about this, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.